this wasn't exactly the first time that readers had been had. And there, as you mentioned, the Fry incident, some other recent cases where there have been books that were purported to be true that turned out to be not true, were works of fiction. And the media, the public turned against those writers. But that didn't seem to happen with Arthur Train. Why was this case different?
That's a great question. And I feel like the answer is very difficult to figure out. On the one hand, like I was saying with the auction, there's a lot of different things that Train had done that would lead people to believe that Tut was a real person. And so it's not like he was entirely innocent of just doing nothing except writing this book and then having people misconstrue what it was. On the other hand, though, he did have, you know, a very long record of writing about this fictitious character. And so I think that that's the only thing that distinguishes Train from a lot of these other hoaxes that have happened, and I discuss some of them in my book. I guess just the idea that the answer was in plain sight the whole time, and so Train kind of got away without having to, you know, pay a big settlement to readers who were fooled by the autobiography. Whereas, I guess with like James Fry, we probably can't really research too much about his life, even though, you know, we have the internet and everything. And I don't know how many people are going to buy a book that says this is memoir, and then they're going to check, you know, his arrest records or check his dental records. I mean, we just don't have access to things like that to really check, are these things true or are they embellished? And so I think that because Tut had the capability, like people could walk into a bookstore and see all of Train's Tut books as fictional books, that may have been the distinguishing factor.
Do you think that a hoax like this could happen today?
It's really funny because we've seen two incidents lately that have been described as hoaxes, the Teo hoax, and people had said to me before that happened that they didn't think that a Train-like hoax could happen because we have the internet. We can just look up anything we want at a, you know, in a moment and have an answer. But, I mean, there are still ways that people can be hoaxed, and I think that hoax, it lasted for months, and it has the same kind of features where people really were invested in his story, and they were rooting for Teo to, you know, play well and to overcome all of the sadness that he had experienced in his life. And people just got invested in him. And then it turns out that he was part of a hoax or he was being hoaxed himself. And then I found out that just recently people are now suing Lance Armstrong because they read his book about biking and it's not about the bike. And in that book, he said that he had never doped. But now he has doped, and so people are also suing him for fraud, saying the book was supposed to be nonfiction, but it's actually fiction. So it just seems like these things do happen, but maybe now that we have the internet, it might be a little bit easier to get to the bottom of what's happening.